certain times of our lives, it's hard to make a decision, to choose to do something. Susan was young, in her 20s, she started her first job, decided to buy her first automobile, her very first car. She was excited. She purchased the first thing she saw. She found out later it wasn't worth the money that she paid for. But she kept it and did her best with it. But years have passed and it was time to buy her second car. After years of experience, she shopped around this time. Made a wiser decision. Instead of getting a two-door, she got a four-door. It was easy for friends to get in the back and give people rides. She also got one with the payments were manageable for it, even when money got tight. Life experiences makes a big difference in your decisions. Sometimes it's hard to make a decision, but she took care of it. These things happen to us. It's like being the first person at a movie theater. Where do you sit? You discern whether the person who talks so much will sit in front of you or behind you. When you're at a banquet, a buffet, where do you start? Desserts, bread, food, meat? Making a decision is hard at times. In our gospel today, calls us to think about the harvest and the lack of laborers. It's true for us today. It calls us to make a decision about our lives, about sharing our faith in our day-to-day lives. Do we minister to our co-workers? Do we share our faith with our family and friends? Or do we wait till a situation calls us, like when a family member is sick, or someone has problems with their job, when they bring the issue to you? How do we deal with sharing our faith? Sometimes it can be overwhelming. Roughly about 30% of world population are Christians, but there's about 16% are non-believers, people who just opt out of everything. They're not doing anything. They don't know about Jesus Christ. But it seems overwhelming when we look at the big picture. But we need to focus on two things. What we know and who we know. What we know is that prayer works. What we know is that God left us communion to nourish us. But we know the church can guide us and lead us to a better life. Who we know is Jesus Christ, who died for our sins. We know that he is always there and left us the Holy Spirit to comfort us and guide us. What we know and who we know can take us a long way in sharing our faith. We don't need to overthink it, but we need to make a decision. As our lives go on, we realize that people need a faithful life. People need to know about Jesus. I know when we were younger, we weren't really thinking about it, thinking about our careers. But as we get older, we went through problems, seeing our family and friends go through problems, we know the church is an anchor, that everyone needs this anchor. We need to share our faith. We need to witness our faith to the world. We all know someone who needs to be comforted. A co-worker, a family member. They need us to step in and share our faith. In the gospel, we send them out two by two. But we're already in our mission field. Our mission field is our home. A place of work. A place of business. Where we shop at. We know the people that we need to share our faith with. We see them every day. Many of these people, we hug and kiss before we leave work. Many of these people say every day, we meet them at the coffee shop, or by the water fountain at work. We know our mission field. But we need to make a decision. We need to make a decision today about sharing our faith. We need to reach someone, anyone in our lives, and tell them about Jesus. Roughly about 15 years ago, we had an opportunity to take communion to a household on the south side of Chicago. A woman asked for someone to bring communion to her sick uncle. We thought it was just a basic communion, just taking to someone. But once we entered the house, we realized they needed more. They needed more help, needed more support. It's the things that we do with each other. The things that when we engage each other in life experiences, that we realize that things are not as perfect as we assume in someone else's life. Yes, we clean up well, but sometimes people are suffering inside. We need to embrace and encounter each other. We need to share our faith. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. But we, the body of Christ, the people of Jesus are guiding us through our day-to-day lives, gave us the hands to hold people up, the voice to speak into people's lives. We need to let them know that the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen.